A public campaign to help the pregnant refugee Abayan has paid off, with the government now agreeing to bring the young Somalian refugee back to Australia. The 23-year-old woman will be given access to doctors and counsellors as she contemplates terminating her pregnancy, which she says is the result of being raped on Nauru. Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young is calling for an independent advocate to be appointed to look after and represent Abayan when she is here this time. Sarah Hanson-Young joins us now from Perth. Senator, good morning. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Thanks for having me.
Abayan, we know that's not her real name, but that's the name she goes by here in the press. She has accepted this offer to return to Australia for medical assistance. Do you accept that the government does have Abayan's best interests at heart?
Well, look, I'm very, very thankful that Abayan has been brought back to Australia. This has come after a pretty harrowing few days or week and a half for this young woman. You've got to really question whether the entire time the government has been putting her best interests first. I can't see how that argument could be made after she'd been brought here once before, only to then be secretly whisked away. But I am thankful, and it's a welcome move that she's finally back here on the mainland.
Some of the secrecy is because, as the Minister quite rightly points out repeatedly, this is a very private matter. And there was a lot of confusion still, I think, surrounding her first visit to Australia. The Minister was adamant when he spoke to us here on Breakfast that Abayan was given proper access to doctors, nurses, interpreters. He documented all those appointments, all those treatments, which was disputed by Abayan's lawyer. But, you know, it's really impossible to know what happened last time. The question is, what should happen this time? What kind of assurances are you looking for?
We need to know that Abayan has somebody who is able to advocate for her best interests and to be there with her during this time. The most undignified management of her case last time she was here was this he said, she said, between what Abayan said in her own words,
yes,
and what the minister was saying. Well, frankly, you know, from my perspective, I will believe the woman who has been raped, who says that she wanted an abortion and wanted somebody to speak to about that over the minister. But rather than getting stuck into that again, what we need to do is make sure there is somebody with her who is trusted to be able to advocate for her, and clearly with the government. You know, I've been through many of these types of cases, Fran, where the asylum seeker involved is very confused and their wishes are lost through the bureaucratic process of the department. And particularly when there are doctors and nurses, detention guards, bureaucratic staff from the department and the minister's office involved. And having an independent person would ensure that Abayan is able to know very clearly that there is somebody there who will look after her best interests, and somebody that the minister then also has to be responsible to in terms of being clear about why he makes the decisions he does.
I think many people will welcome this return visit from Abayan to, you know, see what she does want to do and give her the space for that. The minister says the decision to bring her back to Australia had nothing to do with the concerns, the criticisms from the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, who called for an urgent and decent solution for Abayan. We have a new Prime Minister in this country. Do you think we are starting to see a shift, at least around the edges, in the government's approach to refugee matters and refugees?
Well, the way Abayan has been treated over the last 2 weeks has been nothing but shameful. And if Malcolm Turnbull was to be responsible for that, then I don't think any shift has occurred. But I can't see how he could be comfortable with what has happened. And the fact that this young woman has been brought back to Australia, I hope, is a signal that there is an acknowledgement that Minister Dutton bungled it from the beginning, they made the wrong decision, and now it's time to put some care and compassion back towards this young woman. I hope Malcolm Turnbull does take that direction, Fran, but he needs to start speaking up and speaking out on it clearly.
Constantly, people are now calling for more calls for more transparency. Australian media, as we know, by and large banned from visiting Nauru. The Nauruan Justice Minister David Adiang says that's because, quote, journalists have no respect for Nauru. The Australian media approaches us with great arrogance and an air of racial superiority, which is highly offensive. Now, there is one Australian journalist on Nauru, or has been. Chris Kenny has been there recently, but many others have been denied access. Nauru's a sovereign state, but do you think the Australian government should be leaning on Nauru to let more journalists in, for a start, in the interest of transparency?
Oh, absolutely. And the Australian government has a memorandum of understanding with the Nauru government, as we do with PNG, that sets out the standard rules that apply based on the detention facilities and the processing of refugees happening on that island nation. That memorandum of understanding should include free access to the island and to the nation from media. And we're not dealing with North Korea here, Fran. We're dealing with Nauru, a place we send the vulnerable men, women and children. I don't think there's any excuse for Australia not ensuring that in the negotiations, in the deals and the arrangements that are made and continue to be made every day, the negotiations between the Australian and Nauru government, that access by the media should be a significant part of that.
It's 12 minutes past eight. Our guest is the Greens immigration spokesperson, Sarah Hanson-Young. On another issue that's in the media today, and we've already been speaking about it on the program, this Amnesty International report says it's uncovered new investigation that Australian officials paid $32,000 to people smugglers to take 65 asylum seekers back to Indonesia. Now, they're calling for a royal commission. You were instrumental in setting up a Senate inquiry into the alleged cash payments. Have you heard evidence that supports Amnesty's findings?
We have heard evidence that supports that. We haven't gone to public hearings yet. I think the most interesting aspect of this is the evidence collected very thoroughly and presented very clearly by Amnesty International actually contradicts a number of the points put forward by the department in their submission, and one of the clear aspects of that is that the department argued that this boat was in distress. The evidence we have from Amnesty International and other evidence coming before the inquiry suggests that is not the case. We will be thoroughly investigating through this Senate inquiry this contradiction. But we've seen this before, Fran. We saw this during the Nauru inquiry, we saw this during the Manus Island inquiry, that evidence put forward by the government, the Australian government and their agencies, is very bleak, doesn't go into detail. They argue the toss about it all needing to be secret in order to be operational. And then the moment they are confronted with a contradictory position or evidence, they say, no, it didn't happen. But they won't actually allow the Australian public to make up their own mind by putting all of the information on the table. You can't be trusted over and over again when you show no goodwill to transparency.
Can I just ask you very briefly, then we are out of time, but this call for a royal commission, is that really necessary considering the work already done, but also your own committee and, as you say, a thorough investigation it plans to be conducting?
Look, I think over time, Fran, the lack of transparency, the constant allegations of mistreatment, harm and cruelty across the entire detention network and of Operation Sovereign Borders will require a full and frank independent investigation.
Senator Hanson-Young, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Senator Sarah Hanson-Young, immigration spokesperson for the Greens, joining us there very early from Perth.